WRCL Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Jordan Love won't be practicing with the Green Bay Packers as long as the quarterback's negotiations on a contract extension remain unresolved. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst said today that Love reported to camp last week but wouldn't be working out until a deal is reached. Love's contract is set to expire at the end of the season. Gutekunst remained optimistic the Packers and Love would reach a deal soon. He noted that Love is participating in all other team activities. A person familiar with the negotiations tell the Associated Press that three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark and the Green Bay Packers have agreed on a $64 million three-year contract extension. The person who spoke to the AP on conditions of anonymity because the deal hasn't been signed said Clark will make $29 million this year, including a $17.5 million signing bonus. Clark, who turns 29 on October 4th, was entering the final season of his contract after agreeing to a four-year $70 million extension with a $25 million signing bonus in the summer of 2020. Also, the Packers started training camp today with tackles Zach Tom and tight end Tucker Kraft still on the sidelines. Both players suffered torn pectoral muscles before organized team activities started. They are on the physically unable to perform list, but should be back soon. Tom is one of the top offensive tackles in the NFL, and Kraft filled in capably when starter Luke Musgrave was knocked out by an injured spleen last season. Also unavailable as the players show up at Ray Nishiki Field today are rookie safety Ketan Ildapo and undrafted guard Donovan Jennings. The Milwaukee Brewers were able to hold on for a sweep of the Minnesota Twins after Chris Hoskins gave them the lead for good. Milwaukee took the 8-7 decision despite giving up two runs in the bottom of the ninth. The score was tied 5-5 when Hoskins hit his go-ahead home run in the eighth. Rookie Jackson Chourio also had a big fly, and reserve catcher Eric Haas went deep twice. Just off the injury list, reliever Jared Koenig got the win. The Brewers are in Wrigley Field tonight to start a three-game series, I should say, behind starters Tobias Myers. And the pregame of that contest will be at 6:30, and you can hear that on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch from Wrigley Field will be at 7:05. And a good performance during the 2024 NBA Summer League suggests that second-year player Chris Livingston may be getting more playing time this season. That development would be something good to come out of a winless record for the Bucks in Las Vegas. The 6'6" Livingston scored a bucket of points and showed tenacious defense. The news is worse for Andre Jackson Jr., who suffered a finger injury. He had surgery last weekend. WRCS Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCS Sports, I'm Tim Thede.